Today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Samach Kedushin 60, and today's Daf Yomi should be dedicated to a Yeshua salvation for the Chayawim, a Refuah for those who are wounded, and a Chama for those who are mourning, and a Hatzoah for all the Chayawim and all of the Jewish people, all of Klal Yisrael. So today's Daf Yomi teaches us Koach Te'etera Adif. It teaches us a principle that the Gemara could have framed a dispute between Rebbe and the Rabbanon in a way that emphasizes the Rabbanon's stringency or in a way that emphasizes Rebbe's lenient position. And the Gemara chooses to emphasize Rebbe's lenient position. That's how the Braisa frames the debate. So the Gemara explains that the reason is Koach Te'etera Adif, because we'd rather frame the debate in a way that shows the leniency of Rebbe, because the power of heter, the power of allowing something, is greater than the power of prohibiting something. Meaning to say, it is always easier to prohibit something. So if a person is going to be lenient, that shows that he's absolutely certain that that's the correct position. And so therefore, we see from here a fundamental position throughout halacha. A lot of people might want to think, okay, the more pious thing is to be strict. No, the more pious thing is to figure out a way to be lenient, to have the koach te'etera. The koach te'etera is always adif. The power of leniency, the power of love, the power of release, the power of bringing a more easy or way to live, that is the preferred position.